46. Clown Car Planet. Rudy. February 2190, Epsilon Indy. I did a test ping to Riker to check my tau. I'd been doing this regularly for the last couple of days, waiting for it to drop to the point where I could maintain a VR connection. We'd been exchanging emails for a few weeks, but a tradition of sorts had developed where the moment when a traveling Bob could maintain a VR session with a stationary Bob was considered arrival. It was more significant than actual entry into the system. I received a response, then Riker popped into VR. "Hey, Rudy, good to hear from you. Where's Edwin?" Still not slowed down enough. I moved ahead so I could get a look at KKP. I'll be there in about 8 days, and Exodus 6 will be another week. Riker nodded. "Call me back when you've had a close look at KKP." The planet itself wasn't particularly memorable. It had oceans, it had land. The day and night cycles, though, had imposed a certain chaos on the evolution of life. Based on Linus's notes and what I could see from quick drone flyabouts, the planet had gone through something equivalent to the Cambrian explosion, then kept every single branch. Both plants and animals came in a huge number of phyla. At first glance, it could appear to a non-scientist as if every individual plant and animal was its own species. Linus had theorized that the weird light cycles created a large number of niches and opportunities for competition. This included several different versions of photosynthesis optimized for different parts of the spectrum, which resulted in what I suspected was the real reason for the name. The planet had more colors than a patchwork quilt. Even the oceans came in different hues due to the different breeds of plankton. Between the sun's path through the sky over the course of the year and the extra heat and light supplied by the Jovian primary, days, nights, and even seasons would be hard to differentiate. I chuckled, perusing the notes. Linus had tentatively named the Jovian Big Top. I doubted either name would survive the colony's first general meeting, honestly, but it was fun while it lasted. As had become habit with the Bobs, Linus had left some mining drones and an auto factory behind to process raw ore from asteroids into refined metals, and left them in orbit with a beacon attached. Epsilon Indy wasn't a rich system, but the automation had still managed to accumulate several hundred thousand tons of material. It would be a good start. I pinged Edwin. I received an invitation and popped into his VR. "Hi, Rudy." "Edwin." I sat down and accepted a coffee from Jeeves. Edwin's VR was, in my opinion, one of the better ones. He'd created a living area with huge windows on one wall that looked out on whatever view was really available outside his vessel. That would have been a little boring during the trip, but now it showed Big Top as he approached orbital insertion. Edwin was still several million miles away, but this was a Jovian planet. It already dominated the sky. "So, what do we have?" he asked. "This planet is like that Harrison novel," I answered. "What was it?" "Oh, yeah, Death World, where everything was deadly." "That bad?" I waved a hand. "Possibly I exaggerate, but the ecosystem is very, very competitive. I know they are making do with a fence on Vulcan, but for here, I'm leaning more towards domes. Not for atmosphere, but to keep out the ickies." Edwin laughed. "Yeah, there's a technical term for you. Ickies." "No, it's actually a species name," I smirked in response. "Blame Linus. Ickies are a kind of flying leech with multiple suckers. I think the name is appropriate." Edwin started to look a little green. "Oh, lovely. I might just start a betting pool on whether the colonists take one look around and start screaming at me to take them back." "Hmm. But, you know, according to Howard, the Cupid bug is well on the way to being eradicated. Maybe a drone specifically designed as an icky killer will do the trick."
"Jeez."
Edwin pinched the bridge of his nose.
"On the plus side, once I unload, I get to go back to Earth."
He looked up at me and grinned.
"You? Not so much."
I responded with one finger.